Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I've got a bit of a problem.
Oh, no. All right.
But I'm hoping somebody, you're listening now, you might be able to help me with it.
Who, me?
Okay.
Or somebody out there?
Just someone who's listening. It could be you, Damien. It could be anyone.
You're saying it could be you, Damien, but unlikely.
Not likely. I really want to put it out there to the rest of the Illawarra.
You're like, I really need a professional, not you, Damien.
I'm casting a wider net because I'm hoping that because I really want to solve this problem that I have.
All right. Okay,
It all started probably about 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Pre-lockdown for us, so I had to take Henry to do like a midwife checkup. You know, when you have a little baby, you go and see the local midwife. It's a great service we have here in Australia, and they'll check out Bob and ask how you're going and all that. And so we went in and saw the midwife in Kiama, and she's giving little baby Henry the once over, and she's like, "Oh, he's got a big head."
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Well, he does. To be fair, he does have a big noggin. He looks like one of those Bratz dolls, you know, with the big head and the little body. But we figured, Arwen, our 4-year-old, it took her 3 years to grow into a head. So we really thought nothing of it.
Milko's got a large sort of head as well. he's a clever fellow. He's a brainy fellow. There's a lot of brains going on there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I always thought it was the hair because he's got like Lego man hair. His hair's really thick. He looks like Ray Martin with his hair. But I had to second guess that when she said Henry's got a big head. And she even took a tape measure and she said, "I need you to come back in a month and we'll measure to see if it's gotten bigger again," because, you know, that can pose an issue. Like there's some kind of deformity that come with kids. I'm like, this has got really serious. So we went back the next month and his head was the same size. And then she's like, "Can I just measure your head?" And I was like, "Sure." Oh. And she measured my head and she goes, "Oh, Jesus, that's the problem." So I'm like, "What?" She goes, you've got a huge head.
Oh, jeez. Like, see, your ego is finally catching up on you.
Oh, that's right. It's so true.
You're passing it down to your kids.
She goes, "Your head's like 62 centimetres. I'm like, "Is that big?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's a big head." And I was like, "Wow, I'd never thought I had a big head." But ever since that moment, that was like a month ago, she's right. It's coming into summer. I've been ordering hats online because I want to stay sun safe. And every time I get a hat, it doesn't fit my head. So I've ordered about, I think yesterday I got my 5th delivery of hats and I have to send them all back because not one of them fits my head.
Yeah, but
does anyone in the Illawarra know where they sell hats for women with big heads? Because I want a hat and nothing fits my head. I cannot, and because I don't want to wear like a guy's hat and I don't want a cap. I need like
guy's head's bigger.
Well, I think so. I think generally
you can wear a guy's head. But when you're filling in online, because I know you like to buy online, because you got to pick the size. There's a size that's G. It's called gargantuan. do you click
that? That is not fair.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade, topic train.
Do you want to explain to everybody how it works, Damon?
All right, this is very simple. You take a topic, some sort of story that's making headlines right now, and you flip it on its head, and you get us to do something that's quite similar. That's the whole idea.
Okay, I'm glad you explained that to me, because I've got a couple of stories here ready for you. Now, check this out. A school has had to send home a letter with their students informing parents that they are banned from wearing dressing gowns when they drop off their children, saying nightwear is not appropriate. Now, have either of you ever picked up the kids that way at all?
I've got to say, I love this. I love it that the fact that they've got to send a letter home with the students, it means that so many parents.
Yeah, it's a common thing. It's so common.
It is so common. And look, I remember with Alani, I said to her, I couldn't wait till she was old enough to know. And so I used to like wearing my pajamas to school just to embarrass her. And so that's when, you know, she started walking to school herself from, I think, year 3 it was.
She's like, "Stuff you, ma'am. Jeez."
And it's glorious because Lulu still doesn't know. So I can go to school in my Ugg boots.
In your Ugg boots. Fabulous. And it's A-OK. I mean, yeah. I've threatened to Kiki, and well, particularly Kiki, actually. I've threatened her. If the kids are late for school and they're messing around, you know, I'll say, this is it. I'm going in my underpants, all right? Yeah. I'm dropping you off in your underpants. If you don't move right now, I'm walking in my underpants. Funny, though, Eileen's dad, when Eileen was growing up, he's a great, you know, he's a great guy, but he doesn't mind what he wears, and he would go and he'd have his glasses all sellotaped up because it would have been broken, so big lumps of sellotape all over the glasses to keep them together. He'd wear a little eye visor. He had waistcoats with scarves underneath. He might have a little tiny pair of shorts, a big pair of boots. Anything, you know.
You know who I'm picturing that character out of Notting Hill? You know, the guy with the blonde hair? That's who I'm picturing right now. Is that him? Is that Eileen's dad?
That's exactly what he's like. He could come in scuba gear, you know. He really, truly could. You know, if it fits, he'd just go, it's comfortable. I'll do it.
Look, from wearing weird gear to not wearing any gear at all, Saturday Night Live have kicked off their 47th season with a first for the show. Nudity, yeah. Country music star Kacey Musgraves was actually singing in the nude as she performed the song Justified off her new album Star Crossed. She was wearing only a pair of cowboy boots, and she strummed the guitar just like that. And I want to know, when was the last time either of you were nude in public?
Well, you know what? I mean, every time I do my shows, I'm always in the nude. You know, I just
got a
whole
guitar and some cowboy boots.
That's me all over. She just stole my whole act. I mean, you know, when I finally get back touring, I'm going to have to change the cowboy boots for just a pair of thongs or something, you know, just for some variation, you know. Jeez.
You're in Australia now. I think it would be a good idea. Really Aussie ochre it up.
Yeah.
Maybe a terrytailing hat to go with it, just the top and the bottom. You're bookending your outfit.
That's it, exactly.
I like it.
And my guitar just kind of covers all the,
the ukulele.
The ukulele.
And Jay, what about you?
The last time I was nude in public, it would have to have been late 90s, when Splash's Nightclub was still going strong in the Illawarra.
Oh,
so that is at the Novotel.
Straight from the club, all right.
I do recall one night after been at the club, some girlfriends and I went straight across to North Beach in Wollongong and thought it would be a great idea to go skinny dipping.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't so great when we got out of the water, though, and some of our mates had stolen our clothes.
I'd say it wouldn't have been so great as well, because you would have gone in there and there's like 100 other people thinking of doing the same thing. It's a big naked party here. Everybody comes out of the nightclub and goes, you know, no one's thought about this idea. Let's all get nude and go into...
Wild times at Splashes. Jade, Strani and Debo for Brekkie.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strani and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Those COVID clinics, the testing clinics, just opening up now, and queues are stretching back all across the Illawarra as we try to battle this thing.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, we're at the 70% vaccination mark in New South Wales, which is a great result, you know, and we should all be patting ourselves on the back. It's awesome because Freedom Day is just around the corner. But with those massive queues at these pop-up clinics, it's just a reminder that, hey, you know, we might be coming out of this. All right, but COVID's still around, you know, and you can still get it and you can still pass it on and all the rest. So we still have to be very, very careful because it's a terrible disease. Like, it really is. You know, you wouldn't want it.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Damien. And I think, too, with COVID, we've got more COVID cases in the Illawarra now than we've ever had.
I know.
So with our freedom on the 11th, when we'll be able to go to cafes or go to the pub or go to our friend's house, that's great. But we do still have to remember that COVID is here and you don't want to catch it. A friend of mine, Scott Cooper, he's actually got COVID. He's got the long COVID, but it has absolutely knocked him around. And I wanted him to share his experience with everyone else just to remind people, you know, how bad COVID can be. So, Scott, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Can you just tell people what your experience with COVID has been like?
It's been roller coaster at best. The first 3 days that I had COVID was probably the most excruciating pain that I've ever been through in my life. It felt like man flu, but like times 100. The body aches, the hot and cold sweats, the headaches, the head fog, breathing, really restrictive breathing. It wasn't a pleasant time at all.
Did you go and get diagnosed straight away, or did you wait it out for a while?
So what happened with me was on the Friday I went and had my first shot, and then the Monday I went to work for a couple of hours to pick up some paperwork and whatnot from the office. And in that period that I was there, there was 16 of us that got COVID that day. I went and got a test the Monday afternoon, and I got my results back on the Wednesday saying that I was negative. The Tuesday and the Wednesday, I felt really ill, pretty much self-isolating at that stage just because I didn't feel well. I went and got another test, and they came back positive on the Friday.
How long ago did you get COVID?
I was diagnosed on the 16th of August. You sort of come out of ISO with this mindset of, oh, I'll be fine now, I'll be good. Nobody really knows about the long COVID side of things. Out of the 16 guys that got ill at work, there's two of us that are still struggling to maintain normal life. You know, and out of that 16, I believe that 14 of them went to hospital, and the two of us that didn't go to hospital were the two that are struggling. A typical day for me is wake up and just hope for the best.
Absolutely.
So what's your message, Scott, for people that are listening to this about COVID and getting vaccinated?
My message would be to go get the shot. You need to have it. You don't want to be suffering like I am every day. You don't want to be not knowing if you can, you know, see your son that day because you're capable of getting in and out of bed. It's not a nice feeling. It's a horrible feeling. And if getting a shot, which is free, is going to change your life, you know, go and get it. One thing I'd like to point out is you don't need toilet paper, so don't go and rip it all off the shelves.
I tell you what, you're an absolute legend for sharing that story. Really and truly, it's just a good reminder because, you know, unless you know someone, you kind of think it's something off in the distance, but it's a terrible thing, and it's around. Hey, tomorrow at 2 p.m., we have COVID Up Close, a special show dedicated to talking to health professionals, people in outer communities, youth, Aboriginal health, people who specialise in different areas combating COVID. It's going to be a great special. Make sure you tune in. It'll be about 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be fun.
Cannot wait for that. That will be absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, you know what? An interesting thing stumbled across yesterday. VB, the yes. beer, Victoria Bitter, yeah. They've just partnered up with Volley's Shoes.
Oh, Dunlop Volley's?
Yeah, Dunlop Volley's. All right.
What are they doing?
Well, what has been famed as the most Australian combination of all time. All right. You've got the quintessential volley over on one side. You got VBs yes. on the other side. And yes. someone had this bright idea of combining forces, bringing these two icons together to create an Australian icon which could last forever and ever and ever. What do you think? Do you think that's an Australian icon to have Volleys and VB on the same product?
Honestly, I feel like I've just been catapulted back into my childhood. 1986 Jamboree. Well, because all the dads either drunk VB or Tui's New. That was your only craft beer. Yeah. And we all wore Dunlop Volleys. And actually, they weren't even cool when we wore them. Like, everyone just wore them because they were cheap. Oh, yeah. And now they've come back and they've made a resurgence.
Yeah, and they're not cheap anymore.
And they're not cheap anymore, which is a real shame. I wish I'd kept my 80s pair. But, and then VB. Like, honestly, all the VB ads growing up. Like, I think that is a great Australian combo.
Great Australian
combo.
You
couldn't get much better than that.
Well, I got to say, I've seen the Volleys and they actually look pretty cool. They've got the little VB sign on the side. They've got a bit of a look about them. I like them. I went around my family last night. I just thought, you know what? What do my family think are two things that are more Australian as a combination than VB and Volleys? And here's what they had to say.
All right, Jagger, what do you reckon?
Kangaroo and wombat.
Okay, going to Wamba, fair enough. Kiki, what do you reckon?
Milo and Vegemite.
Jarvis?
Bunnings Snag and Tim Tam.
Bunyan snagging a Tim Tam. Nice one, Eileen.
Zupa Dupas and Gay Times.
All very nice. All right, some combinations there. Some of them are definite combinations. I mean, I think the Bunyan snag with the Tim Tam. Can you imagine it? Actually, can you imagine the Tim Tam melting on the snag? That could be interesting.
Right. Yeah, or do you put the sausage in between the two bits of biscuit? Like, how does that?
Well, I mean, we've got to be careful of health and safety because there was that issue with the onions a while back. The main thing is don't put the Tim Tam on top because if it falls, it could become a slip hazard. We don't want that.
Melted chocolate in onions.
No, we've got to be careful of that. But I mean, some good options there. I it's hard to beat the VB in volleys, and I think for the Illawarra right now, let's put it out there. All right, Illawarra.
It's a hard hitting topic this morning.
No, this is what we deal with here. Okay, we cut right to the core. Okay,
we are solving world issues now.
We are. You know, COVID, forget that. Okay, we got to deal with what's more Australian. Two things that are more Australian than VB and volleys combined.
Do they need to be able to be actually combined together, like to make a VB shoe, or is it just two Australian things that are more Aussie than those two?
You know what? We'll go laissez-faire on this one. You could do whatever you want, okay? But, okay, I mean, if they can be combined, that would be nice. I mean, Jagger's idea there of kangaroo and wombat, I don't know what's going to happen there. Those two guys could get together and fight. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. That could end in tears. So what two things are more Australian combined together than VB and volleys?
Ken from Warilla online.
Walking around in a pair of stubbies with my phones on.
Ken, you are not wrong, my friend. I really feel like that is the summer uniform of every Australian.
And if you wear those songs with a pair of socks as well, that could just top it off.
Next, only in lockdown for that one. Hey, Ange in Ferry Meadow.
Well, mine's similar, stubbies but chewies.
Twoies. Okay. Yeah, well, I got to say that, you know, why did volleys go with VB instead of twoies? I mean, when
twoies that's true.
That's quite
my
controversial.
My dad was a twoies new drinker growing up in the Roo.
Mel from Lake Heights.
Oh, well, a bit nostalgia, a bit like the fairy bread, the chocolate crackled at the birthday party.
Oh, yes. I mean, they were the best, weren't they?
That is the ultimate combination anyway, isn't it?
So good.
Chocolates and Rice Krispies.
What would you add to your chocolate crackles, though? Like, what other Aussie iconic things should we throw in there?
We could always go with, like, some cornflakes or maybe some lemmingtons in there somewhere. I don't know. Go with whatever.
But just remember, I mean, a while ago, Smith's Crisps came out with the lemmington-flavoured crisp, and that was a dangerous combination.
did you try them?
I tried them, and lemmingtons they're a solo act. That's the only way they want to exist. I don't know if combining them with some crackles is a good idea, but you never know.